And with that, I'm going to bring Congressman Charles Rangel. I wanted to make sure you were comfortable, Congressman. And I'm glad
you... Love being worked over. I'm in good shape, Joe. You're the best.
I appreciate it. Now, look, if there's anybody that has seen debates down through the years, it is Congressman Charles Rangel. You've been in those debates with some of the best there. Let me hypothetical. If the president called you today and said, look, meet me over at 1600 Pennsylvania, Congressman Rangel, give me your honest assessment. How did I do and what should I do the next time around? What would you say to President Obama?
I said, what the hell happened? What the hell were you looking down for? He had a guy there that has distorted the truth ever since he's been involved in the campaign. Why the hell did you give him a free ride? And on the facts that were there, you never really took him on. As a matter of fact, he took you on when you had the facts and the issues in your hand. The whole idea that a man has publicly said that 47% of Americans are freeloaders, and he didn't expect their votes, and then gets up there and he says he wants to cut taxes for the middle class. You pick the guy from Central Casting, a Class B movie actor, and you gave him a free ride. But it wasn't devastating. There's no question that that we didn't gain any damn points last night. Thank God we're in the political positions we are. But for God's sake, next time out, take a cup of coffee.
Well, I had said Red Bull.
Yes, anything. He seems so
lethargic. Lethargic.
Damn thing.
Yeah.
It's surprising he didn't pull that George Bush thing and look at his watch and wonder, how long do I have to stand up here and listen to this crap? But the enthusiasm that he has on the campaign trail just wasn't there. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just wasn't there. Maybe we'll find out he had a heavy case of the flu and we should congratulate him for being dragged out there in the first place. But I'm not set back. I'm just disappointed. It's not that that Mitt Romney was gained any points, in my opinion. He was just full of enthusiasm. He just couldn't stop smiling and talking and challenging. And I think that anybody that did a fact check on it would find out he was unreal.
Yeah, we, matter of fact, we've been sitting here all morning doing fact checks.
Just totally out of the Obama playbook.
And now I'm going to, this is a sort of my field. I got to tell you, I'm listening to this supposedly being a debate on domestic issues. I got to tell you, Jim Lehrer needs to retire. Can you imagine not asking one question about Supreme Court appointments, immigration? I mean, where were those issues?
I figured it out just by your question. I think that President Obama and Jim Lehrer were drinking water from the same cup. Because you know Jim is much better than that. And you also know that he was actually pushed around mainly by Mitt.
Yep.
But even the president never took him seriously in terms of going over time. No, I think it could have been a better debate without his contribution, because if he was a timekeeper, he lost his watch.
Yeah. And now, in terms of what's going on in your district, I got to bring this up, and then I know I have to let you go for another interview. But it was yesterday, we had a young minister call in from Harlem, from your district. I can't think of his name. Do we have his tape? Do we have that tape from that caller yesterday? Because I wanted you to respond, but he's running around Harlem telling his congregation, and I bet you've heard of this church, and you know, telling them not to vote. And one of the reasons is that they don't allow third-party candidates or